Good morning, everybody. Today I get a bit nostalgic. Today we're going to learn an Amud. That was the first Amud of Gemara I ever learned in my life. I learned this 32 years ago. So today we learn it again. I learned it a couple of times since, but it's, you always bring back fond memories when you go back to that first place. Says the Halakha Mishnah on Chavav Amud Aleph, the new Mishnah beginning the fourth parak. Tefillas HaShachar. Shacharis. This man is until Chatzos, Ad Chatzos. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. You have till midday to daven Shachar. Reb Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shos. You only have 4 hours. Of course, we're talking about Sha'os Manios, which means you look from sunrise to sunset, and then you divide that by 12. Then you determine. So, for example, now we're in the time where the Sha'os Manios are approximately 12 divided by 9 times 65, 40, 12, you know, 540 divided by 12, that's the amount of Shaos Zmanios now, which is under, I don't know, who wants to do the math for me? 540 divided by 12, you understand, right? That's the amount of time of a Shaos Zmanios today. But when we discuss the Shaos Zmanios, we're going to talk about the perfect 6-to-6 day, which is going to be 12, which is going to be a 60-minute hour. Okay, but it's not what traditional Yiddish is talking about. I have a Talmud, he wants to invent a new watch. A Shaos Manios watch. Right, can you imagine? Somebody does that, that would be a very cool thing. Right. I think, you know, today you don't need to make a new watch like that, you need to make an app. An app. My Zmanim is like it, that's true, I hear that. Okay, there you go. But can you imagine a watch, the show, what time is it? Well, in Shaos Manios, we're up to the third hour and the 32nd minute. Tefillas HaMincha Ad HaErev. The Tanakhama says the time for Shemona Esrei by Mincha is up until Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plag HaMincha. You have up until half of the time. What exactly that means? Plag is half of the time, Mincha. We'll see in the Gemara when we get there. Tefillas HaErev, when it comes to the Halakha Ma'ariv, Ein La Keva, there is no time, meaning you have the entire evening, Rashi says. Vishal Musafim, the Zman of Musaf. The Tanakhama holds Kol Hayom, you have up until Shkia. And in parentheses, Reb Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos, you have up till 7 hours, when a perfect 6-to-6 day is until 1 p.m. Says the Gemara, we have a contradiction, or a minhu. Mitzvah of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Im HaNetzach Hamba. You're supposed to say it as the sun, right before the sunrise. Why? So that you could juxtapose the geula, the redemption, that of Kriya Shema, by tefillah of Shemona Esrei. Okay? V'nimtza mispal b'yom. So it comes out that you say Shemona Esrei directly with sunrise. And that's the way the people of Vasikin used to daven. But we have a kasha, because we just said that tefillah shachris you have up until how many hours? How many hours? 4 hours. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Tanakhama, you have up until Chatzos. So what is it? Is it Vasikin, sunrise, or is it 4 to 6 hours? So says the Gemara, Kitanya he, that Gemara that says, you met Davin by Neitzachama, by sunrise is Levasikin. It's for those people who really are Zrizas for mitzvahs, as a hider. Then Rabbi Yochanan and Vasikin, Hayugomen Osoyim HaNeitzachama. The Vasikin used to complete Shemona Esrei with the sunrise. And again, I go back to my comments yesterday. How come people don't daven Vasikin? I don't know. I think it's about routine. I really think it's about routine.
Well, if you have Shaos Zmanios watched
it. Yeah, then that is your routine. Very good.
That could be your routine.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, another kash. V'kulei alma, yeah, ad chatzos v'sulo. The rest of the people, they only have up until midday to daven shachris. And that's it. Excuse me. I've Amar Rav Marat Brei, the Rav Huna Brei, the Rav Yirmiyah Barab, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ta of Los Pal Arvis. Let's say you accidentally didn't daven Marv. Mispal B'Shach Rishtai. One is enabled, allowed to daven, or should daven Shachris twice. Once for Shachris, and once as a rebound for, what's it called again? Not a rebound, Tashlum, and a makeup for Marv the night before. Shachris, if you didn't daven Shachris, Mispal Mincha Shtai, you daven Mincha twice. So says the Gemara. So what do we see from here? So it appears that the Shachris, you could even daven by till Zman Mincha, right? Let's say, God forbid, I slept until 12 o'clock. I don't know how people do it, but there are people who could sleep late. And whoops, they didn't daven Shachris. What do they do about mincha. What do they do? So they do two minchas. So you see, David Shachar's even at 3 p.m., 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Goes against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says you only have up either up until midday or 4 hours in. Answers the Gemara, Kula Yom Mitzali V'Azil, the whole day. You could daven. That's true. Ad Chatzos, you have Schar Tefillah Bizmana. Up until Chatzos, you have Schar Tefillah Bizmana. You have Schar Tefillah of saying it on time. That's one level of Schar. After Chatzos, Schar Tefillah Yoivle, we give you Schar for davening. Schar Tefillah Bizmana, Lo Yoivle. But this Schar Tefillah Bizmana, we do not give you. Okay? So there's a special unique Schar for davening on time. Okay? Weiter. Right. So says the Gemara, Ibai Luhu. What's an Ibai Luhu? Come on. There you go. The B'nai Yeshiva ask a two-sided, open-ended halachic question. Drill that into your heads. Ta'av elo is palal mincha. Let's say, fumble, the afternoon goes by, there's no 3:34 mincha, you forget about it, and then all of a sudden it's 8 o'clock at night, you realize you didn't dive mincha the day before. Ma'u, she's palal. All right, we're in the winter. Ma'u, she's palal harvest shtayim. Could you dive marv twice? Says the Gemara. If you want to tell me, okay, if you miss Ma'ariv, you daven two shachrises, there it's Mishum Dechad Yomahu, there it's because it's all one day. Diksiv, because it says in Pasuk Vayivoker Yom Echad, there was night and then there was day, so we know in the Hebrew calendar that it goes night followed by day. Aval Hacha, but here, when you didn't daven Mincha, Ma'ariv is to the next day, Tfilas Bimokum Korban Hi. Tefillah is in place of the korban, and there's a famous expression: "The avar yom, batal korbano." The day passes, you lose the korban. Or in English, you snooze, you lose. You understand? The day is gone. We're up to the next day. You blew it. You can't daven two ma'arifs. That's one possibility. Oh, Dilmore, perhaps given to the Slusa Rachmi, who, since davening is a bakasha, is a beseeching of the mercy of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Call him as the Baye Mitzali V'Ozil. Every day works for that. Right? Therefore, you could mashlim mincha by mar. Toshma, come here. Dam Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yoichel, Tov lo spal mincha b'spal arv shtayim. One who didn't daven mincha could daven two mares. Ve'en b'zeh mishum davar yomba batal korban. It says black on white. We have a Beferish Abrayis that says we don't have this concept of the day is gone, you daven, you snooze, you lose, but rather you could daven two mares. Meisive frak the Gemara kashe on Rabbi Yochanan muuvas lo yachol liskon, that which you've messed up you can't correct, vechesron, and that which is lacking lo yachol imanos, you can't count. What is this talking about? Good question. The Gemara says muuvas lo yachol liskon, that which is twisted you can't correct. Zeh, that's referring to shabatul kriyishma shel arvitz v'kriyishma shel shachris. If you miss kriyishma today, you can never make it up. I believe that this pasuk muvas lo yachol liskon is so important, right? The one thing that we can never, ever, ever get back is time that we waste. Right? Fashtes? The most important moment in our lives is the moment we're in the middle of. You understand? Right? So similar. Kriyashma, I miss, I can never make it up. I miss that kriyashma. The kriyashma we're going to say by Shachris is the most important kriyashma we're ever going to say, because that's the only time we're ever going to be able to say kriyashma on Ches Kislev Tavshin Nun Zayin. Tavshin Ayin Zayin, correct. Oh, Tfilah Shel, or do we say, what else is that referring to? Muvas Lo Yochol Liskon. Oh, Tfilah Shel Arvis, Oh, Tfilah Shel Shachris. Somebody who misses out on davening of Ma'ariv or of Shachris, he can't correct that. Wow. V'chesrin lo yachol imanos. That which is lacking, you can't count. What is that referring to? Zeh shenimnu chaverev l'dvar mitzvah. This is somebody whose friends go to a mitzvah, v'lo nimna imayin, and they don't get counted with them. Wow. Look at that. So people do something you don't get counted it. But what do we see from here, Klar? That if you miss a tefillah, you can't make it up. We just said, if you miss a tefillah, you can't make it up. So says the Gemara, what are we talking about? There's a very important split. The case where you can't make it up is where you nullify it intentionally. Right? as opposed to our case where you make it up where it's unintentional. It's like in football. There's a big difference between intentional grounding versus unintentional grounding. Intentional grounding, you lose the yardage. Unintentional grounding, you don't lose the yardage. It's just an incomplete, you start again. Right? Verstehst? You had a mushel? Not bad. Amar Vashi says, Vashi, take a nami. I'll bring a proof of this as well. It says, bottle. The look Tony taught. It says you nullify it. It doesn't say you're mistaken. That's when you can't correct it. Shema mina, you see from here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us to correct something if it's done accidentally. That's why example I said you slept through it. Sleeping is sometimes not in our control.
Well,
okay, weiter in the Gemara.
If you went to sleep without saying Kriyat
Shema, yeah, but that's the opposite. Yeah, I'm saying you slept through. You Shachris, you were never awake. Ma'ariv, you were awake and then you went to sleep. Big distinction between the two. You had the chiyuv had already been chal. Says the Eilu Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Tov Elos Pal Mincha B'Ariv Shabbos. Let's say it's Friday and there's a hustle and bustle. And you don't have time to daven, right? You've had this before. Chas, you should always get ready before. Mispalel Beleil Shabbos Daven. So on Shabbos you daven twice. The Gra has a emendation here. And the Gra says, Shtayim Shel Shabbos. That the two tefillahs Yadavin on Shabbos, even though you miss Friday afternoon, which is the tefillah Shel Chol, when you daven at night on Shabbos, you don't say the Chol tefillah, you say the tefillah of Shabbos. And the reason for this is, all the commentaries point out, is because the Chachamim were not matriach you for all these bakashos on Shabbos. So it doesn't matter if it's the tefillah of Shabbos or a makeup tefillah of Chol on Shabbos, the Chachamim weren't matriach you. So when you make it up with the nusach of Shabbos. Yes?
What about if you missed like a musaf on Rosh Chodesh?
We'll get there. I don't think you can make it up. We'll get there. Here it's not the case. Clearly not the case by Shabbos according to the Gra, and we're going to get to that Shaila that you raise later in the Gemara, not today, but we'll get there. Very good question. Excellent. Okay. Tovelos balos read again. Tovelos balos mincha b'erev Shabbos, mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim, and I can't do the Gra's emendation. Tovelos balos mincha b'Shabbos, let's say you miss mincha on Shabbos. What do you do about Motzei Shabbos? Says the Gemara, mispalel Motzei Shabbos shtayim shel chol. Yadavin, two Shmona Esrei is Motzei Shabbos, and each one of them is the Shabbos of Chol. Not the Shmona Esrei you missed, but the Shmona Esrei of Chol, because again, we now matriach you to Davin, because it's Chol. Says the Gemara, Mavdil Berishona, you make Havdalah in the first one, that's Atachanantanu, you say in the first one, Veinu Mavdil Beshniya. The second one is the makeup of the one you missed, not the first one. Vim Hivdil Beshniya, Lo Hivdil Berishona, let's say you said Havdalah Atachanantanu in the second one. And not in the first one, Shnia also. Lo, the second one works for Yishvona Esrei. Rishona lo also. The first one doesn't count in the standings. It doesn't count. And therefore you have to daven a third Shmona Esrei after the second Shmona Esrei. Says the Gemara, Limeimra, I'll get to you in a moment. Limeimra, this comes down to me, the cave and the lad will become Isa. Since you didn't daven the first one properly, you didn't say Atachanotanu in the first one, it's if you didn't daven and we make you return and say it again. Is that true? I or Minu, we have a kasha. Let's say you didn't say Mashiv Aruach Marir Agasham or Tchias Amesim. I'm sorry, B'Tchias Amesim in the Brach of Tchias Amesim. Or you didn't say She'ela B'Birkas Hashanim. You forgot the same Talmud to Levracha today, right? Machzir and also you go back to the beginning of Shemona. That's right, you got to say it again. Havdalah, which is our case, b'chayin adas, ein machzirin also. You don't go back. Why? Because you can always say Havdalah on a coast. So listen to the kasha. The kasha is as follows. We just said, if you're making up Mincha Shabbos, and then you missed it, and you're saying Ma'ir of Shemona Esrei, and you missed Havdalah, and you only repeated Havdalah in the second one, not in the first one. So then what do you have to do? You have to go back and say it a third time, because as if you didn't, l'chora what it means is if you didn't daven the first time. Right? Why is that so? We just read a brisa. If you missed Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, what? You don't have to return it. You said the Shemona Esrei, you'll make Havdalah later. Alakos. Happens to me every fourth week. Every fourth week. But you got to remember to say Mavdil B'Kodesh L'chol before you light the Havdalah candle, because you can't do that. Whatever. Anyway. So what's the big deal? So say, you know what the Gemara's answer is? Kasha. This is a difficulty. Whenever you see Kasha, it doesn't mean we slug up. We said before, we just don't have an answer. I would like to suggest an answer. By you not saying Havdalah in the first Shemona Esrei, that clearly shows your das was that the first Shemona Esrei should be a mincha of Shabbos Shemona Esrei. And therefore, it's not acceptable. That's why when you say the second time you add Havdalah, now you've never made up the mincha of Shabbos, that's got to be the third time. Yeah, Shreya.
But if you don't add in the second one?
I don't know. It's a good question. So Shreya's asked like this. What if I didn't say Havdalah in the second one? I read Sush Shemona Esrei, neither one Havdalah. I would think based on my suggestion, then that would be acceptable. Again, and I would be curious to know what the Rishonim say. Shreya, you have homework. I want to hear what you have to say tomorrow. Let's hear what Shreya is asking, guys. Let's say you didn't say Shemona Esrei in either of the first, in both of the Shemona Esrei, both say Shabbos. Would you then have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, the first one, say the third time? Good question. Vaitu, let's go. You ready? World famous Gemara. We're about to do, could be, one of the most famous Gemaras in all of Shas. Itmar. Rabbi Yosef Ruchanin Omer Tfilis Avos Tiknum. So Rabbi Yosef Ruchanin is of the opinion that the forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were the ones who made a takana to say Tfilis of Shachris Min Chamayr. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Tfilis Kenegdin Tiknum. That he, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, Kenegdin Tmidin Tiknum. Excuse me. He says they correspond to the various korbanos. How so? Avram tikkun tefillah shachris. Avram is the one who's misakin, and we say shachris. Shenem mar shteitin pasuk. Right before stone was destroyed. Vayashkem Avram b'boker. Avram got up early in the morning, and he went elamokam asher amad shav. He went to the place amad. Underline the word amad. He went to the place to stand there. Vein Amida el Tfila. Amida is always in reference to Tfila. Shenemar as a state in Pasuk by Tehillim Kufvav Pasuk Lamed by the Magefa that was for Klal Yisrael that because they were sleeping with the daughters of Moab and then they were serving Avodah Zarah. And who got up to daven for the Magefa to stop? Vaya Amod. Underline the word Amod again. Vaya Amod Pinchas Vayipalel. And Pinchas got up and he davened. So you see the word Amida is in correspondence to that of Tfila. Next, two. Yitzchak tikein tefilas mincha. Yitzchak was misakein tefilas mincha. Shenemar, shteitin pasuk. By Yitzchak lasuach. Underline the word lasuach. Yitzchak went out to have conversation basade in the field. Lifnos erev before the sun set. Vein sicha la tefila. Sicha we know means tefila. Shenemar tefila leoni kiyatov. The tefila for the poor person. Kiyatov is a time when you misatev yourself, when you wrap yourself in tefillah. Ulevnei Hashem yishboch sicho. And in front of Hashem, you pour out your conversation. So we see the word sicha appear again. And the last one is Yaakov tike tefillahs arvis. Yaakov is misake in the tefillah of Marv, which of course there's no coincidence in learning, because this is this week's parsha. Shenemar, because the state in pasuk, vayifka b'makom. Yaakov pageya. He had a rendezvous. Underline the word pageya. Right, Vayalon Sham, and he slept there when after the sun set. Vein Pegi El Tefila. The word Pegi is Tefila. Shenemar, because it says Yirmiyah, chapter 7, pasuk 16. After Hashem sends Yirmiyah to warn Klal Yisrael, tell them what's going to happen if they don't do tshuva. It says Va'ata Altis Palel Ba'ada Amazeh V'Altisa Ba'adam Rina V'Tefila V'Altif Gabi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yirmiyah, don't down for them anymore. They got to do tshuva. Don't come to me. And you see the words here of Tifka. That Pegiya is a lashon of tefillah. Just a quick vart. Why does Yaakov misakin tefillas Meirev only when he leaves the yeshiva Shem Vever? He sat in Shteig for 14 years. Now all of a sudden he's on his way down to Lavan. And then he's misakin Meirev on the road? Gentlemen, that's exactly what the tefillah of Meirev is. The tefillah of Meirev is to understand that even in the darkness, we see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody sees the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Medrash. It's when it's dark. You have to see. And that's what Yaakov showed us. And in the darkness, there's going to be a tefillah of Marv. Everybody have an amazing, wonderful day.